another episode of the Bimbo Podcast with me, Jared.
Me, Anthony.
Anthony, do you know we are the best at Belfast podcasting?
We are the best in Belfast podcasting.
That's what I said.
We said we're the best at.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'll listen back if I did, but we are the best.
We are.
Hey, is there a podcasting awards, Belfast Podcast Awards, is it next? Next March.
Best of all.
Sounds good.
I'll put it up here. It's on their Twitter. Sure it is. I just went in to check trends the other day and you got the wee notification up and it's Podcast Belfast. And
must get on that. Oh, there's
high on genuine is that Podcast Belfast and a picture of Harlan Woodford. Imagine that. That is so cliche, isn't it?
It really, really
so
is.
So cliche.
Could have thought of a better image or not ripped off the best in Belfast podcasting. We jokes, guys. We want an invite.
It just says here, Belfast, Northern Ireland, March 2020.
It is. Well, hard on
the
roof.
The start of March. We can't go.
The Cranes is one of the... You're right. The Cranes is one of the more iconic... Okay. This is why we went with it too, isn't it?
Yep.
It's better than the Big Fish.
Or Nula with a Hula. Oh, no, I like Nula with a Hula.
Oh, do you? What about the Balls in the Falls?
Nah.
Not for you?
Do you know what? Sometimes I say it and think it's class, and other times I'm like, that's...
Oh, where's the fucking
sure. It's a load of balls.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Have you been?
So. I'm not saying up and down, but I've been very busy doing a lot of stuff. Just random wee things, just add up and add up. Just working.
Tell me about it. It's just the way the cookie crumbles, as they say.
Correct.
In the words of Ron Burgundy. No?
You been sarcastic?
No.
Oh my god, cheers. Bruce Almighty?
That's what it was.
He's
I'm sick, leave me alone.
I know. It's getting very dark very quick, isn't it now? Last night, 9 o'clock, I was closing the... What do you call them things you put in your windies?
Blinds.
I just went, jeez, that's awful dark. What time is it? 20 past 9?
I'm a fan of dark nights, so...
Why?
It's just easier just to get in the bed and go to sleep.
Good movies.
You know what it means? Closer to Christmas.
True. And a Halloween.
I would Christmas. It's like 100, it's what is it, 13, no, 16 weeks or 13 weeks or something today?
Probably.
For Christmas. Let me double check that.
I think I now have 6 paychecks at the wedding. Like,
wow.
2 or 3 at Christmas. And then, like, does he really need anything for Christmas? And he's got his birthday in between. But.
I say, do I really need new boxers? For you, not for it.
Actually, hot topic. I'm trying to find a segue there, but nothing's coming to my head. Bad Boys 3 trailer. We've talked on this show how much I love Bad Boys 2. The scenes.
I watched it as soon as it dropped. As soon as Will Smith put it on his Facebook, I texted you, said Bad Boys 3 trailer, and you said, I'm afraid
to watch. I hate watching trailers.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
I have. I want to watch it live, have a reaction. It's only out.
I do, but I don't. Like,
I don't think you should have a choice at this stage, now.
Like, Detective Pikachu was ruined for me, Dumb and Dumber 2 was ruined. No, I tell you, Dumb and Dumber 2 I avoided like a plague.
Yeah, I'm randomly going to bring that up because you said Pikachu there. One of our listeners sent it in and they said, is Pokemon the worst or best thing that ever happened to the world? Because if you ask me, it's fucking horrible. That's what they wrote.
Focusing on Pokemon as being either good or bad, maybe your life is very sad. And you need to, I don't know, maybe get a pet.
Although, to
or
be
get
fair,
a girlfriend.
It's mad how many people love all that. Like, that Pokemon Go is still huge.
Is it?
Aye, well, people that we know were at their wedding last year, they go for a walk and Pokemon hunt together.
Really?
They do. And then...
You see, I think that's good.
Is that you're going to start Pokemon Go now?
No.
The Wizard G9, the Harry Potter one? But before we cross back over to the Bad Boys 3, one of our mutual friends who patrols areas said they had to approach a guy for being suspicious in a graveyard.
Right.
And it was like 3 in the morning, he was creeping about the graveyard. They're like, what's he up to? Pokemon Go.
Lies, he's a Satanist. 3 o'clock in the witching hour, no?
Well, I just conveniently picked that time. Ready, ready?
I don't know. Hold on to my chair.
I'll make it bigger, don't worry.
Oh, stop it. What about the TV?
Here we go. So, exclusive on tonight.
Stop it. No, because you're just ruining all the geek bits for me. No, I don't want to watch
it. Trailer? Is that a
trailer? I know, but trailers notoriously show you all the best bits.
This will be the first 5 minutes of it. What he wants there now will be the first, and will be the opening.
No, I don't want to watch anymore. It was very funny at the start, though.
Well, I'd say there was another 1:46.
No, I don't want to watch any more of it.
The fear is real, is it?
Like, I'm planning on going to watch It. Part 2.
3.
Pardon?
3. Bad Boys 3.
No, I'm planning
to... It.
Watch It Part 2. And I'll have to run out whenever the trailer comes on.
You know the way the Odyssey is my favourite cinema, apparently, because I always talk about it?
Yes.
Did you see the... putting it up here on Facebook last week, what they were doing for to promote it too.
Was there a guy walking about dressed like it?
Yeah.
With a red balloon?
Right, Belfast, you had to fend them with a red balloon, he gives you toys.
Creepy. How cute was he?
I don't know, there's videos of him online too, on made sure it was Odyssey Cinemas.
That new Joker, I want to watch.
Location.
Oh, they don't tell you.
That's Titanic horror show. They're doing this.
Clara.
Right, they should have video people coming up to it.
Hmm.
Bunch of road. Big gate.
Class.
Could have walked out of work and went there.
What toys did he give them? Or was he giving away tickets?
Let me see. Funko Pops, I believe, and...
But at Odyssey Cinemas, we know that it's the experience that matters most. Each event we have done has raised the bar. Customers are asking for more. So now they're going to get more. So we ask you, will you float with us?
Chapters 1 and 2, double bow. Very cute. Jordan, I want to do.
There we go. Sorry, it was tickets to the Odyssey. A Funko Pop. Of the It Clan and balloons, I believe.
Funko Pops is just a wee miniature character, cartoon characterization of
said
character.
I'm not lying, I've got about 40 of them.
Expensive ones?
Some of them. I just ordered some from Australia, it's definitely a problem. My ones are all WWE and AEW or New Japan, they're all wrestling related ones, but you can get them for everything. You can get them for football, movies,
Ghostbusters,
TV.
Yeah. Any TV series, a lot of them have them all.
But some of them are really, really rare. And go, initially they're about £10.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive one that I have for resale is probably about £90. So initially it costs somebody a tenner.
Yeah.
Resale value £90.
Scumbags.
Good investments. Some of them stay cheap, but some of them are...
Mm. It's a gamble, isn't it?
But it's you buy them and then you put them in protectors, they cost money. So then you've got inbox, people will keep them in the box and people will take them out of the box.
Who takes it out of the box? Even I know you don't take it out of the box.
Gary Russell.
You're Trump, Gary Russell.
He takes his out of the box.
Why?
He just likes the lacoon, doesn't have the room for the box.
My nose is killing me.
I am suffering from man flu. This is day one.
It's a change in the seasons. So it is. Do you know what season started back? Ice hockey.
Well, they're in you're talking about Giants?
Yeah.
They're in some European one this year, so like a Champions League or something.
Oh, wow.
So I think they've been having Champions League games as well.
Because we're playing a German team there, and all the German fans were topless, jumping, and...
Proper fans?
Yeah. And then there was one wee critter from Belfast, got his wee daddy sick.
Oh, I seen you posted the photo.
I posted the photo. Well, but you go on to the Bimbo socials, Bimbo podcast on Instagram.
And thanks for the 10,000 followers on Facebook.
Followers 12,000, likes 10,000.
Thanks for the 10,000 likes and the 12,000 followers on Facebook.
And fuck Facebook for blocking me for sharing a video.
Shouldn't have had ditties on it.
Facebook was prejudices.
Anyway, you were saying Belfast Giants.
Belfast Giants. Fella I know put up a photo of one man standing there, Belfast Giants fan, arms out like Jesus and the cross, top off, and all these. It must have been about 40 or 50, I'd say about 40 of the German fans, and then that one guy by himself, and I'm looking at it, and I go, I know them tattoos. I know that watch, because I have one myself.
Oh, do you?
And I went, and then I seen the wee glasses, and I was like, I know who that is.
Did you text him?
I did.
Did he admit it straight away?
He just laughed. He wrote, ha 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 ha. But in my head,
all
I heard...
He's one of the people too, that loves to find out other things first. So the he loves... He sent me a picture of Jordan Walsh down on a board in Newry, in some play.
Right.
He sent me the picture of it, you know, before...
Yeah.
Jordan told me he was in this play.
Yeah.
It's a good.
But whenever he texts me back, he texts like, ha 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 ha. And all I could read in my head was, ha! It's big stupid laugh. And it was none other than a good close friend of ours.
The Notorious.
The Notorious. Dave. Well, that's a surname. But from a certain Chinese phone manufacturer.
That no longer supports Google. Put that picture up.
No.
No?
Yeah, but apparently he changed the atmosphere of the place. Because I'd said the guy who owned the photo, can we put it up and credit you with it? And he says, yeah, the guy changed. Jesus, wouldn't you know? The guy changed the atmosphere of the place and said he really brought it up. And you know what Dave like? Dave likes a gargle. So.
True, but Stephen. Fair play, didn't we?
Blocked, singing his wee heart out, so he was. But he is a massive Giants fan.
Oh, who's at the door?
Better not be it.
And we're back. So the wee knock at the door was your wee son.
Yeah, hold on.
He just turned on himself. he was supposed to go to bed at 8 o'clock. It's now 9:15.
So.
And he came and knocked the door and said, hey, everybody tell me when it's 8 o'clock. And he it's after that, and I saw way to bed. Obviously in a nice current dad way, but...
Yeah. I've wrote something down here.
What'd you write down?
I don't know, I can't read it, that's a problem. Oh, gotta die. Just go on to that point since we're at it. The difference in people, or the generation born between 85 and 95, how we are...
Hard-working sons of bitches.
Hard-working sons of bitches, I don't get any praise or gratitude. So... Somebody put up the great things that we do.
Everything. Podcasts. Money shops.
So people born between 85 and 95 are the most unique generation of all. Here's why. They're born in between two generations. The one before the internet and technology took over and the generation after.
That's it. Internet didn't come into play until I was probably in secondary school.
Mm.
Oh, man. I was getting
late 90s.
Yeah.
next one.
The old dial-up sound.
The generation before us was old school and believed in working hard. The generation after us believed in working smart.
We're the ones in between. We work smart and hard.
Yeah.
Whereas the ones that I hardly work.
But the ones now have the right idea to try and be more effective.
They want more for less, though.
Yeah, which is...
They want to do more with less energy and they want to earn more with less work.
Call them productive.
But are they productive, though? Well,
some of them are. But it's because technology ruins it. Like, that's one thing. See if you could say one thing technology has taken from us is patience. Like, how many people do you get complaining about having to wait?
Oh, Jesus, see when that network goes down for like a couple of hours? How many people do you get into your shop?
Yeah.
It's mental.
Because people are just used to having everything at the tips of their fingers.
This is why 5G, although heavily contested by some, will just go through because the majority want it.
Next one, we saw it all. Radio, TV, Mario, Waptrick? No idea. Nokia, Nintendo 64, Samsung, iPhone, PS4, tape, CD, Mixit, MIG32, Netflix, Snapchat, emojis, virtual reality.
Bebo.
MySpace. Yeah, we were there for the dawn of...
all the social media.
Nah, it's just sort of a given.
Do you not remember? Like, I remember being the remote from my dad, change the channel to number 5. I remember when Channel 5 launched, there you go.
Yeah. You know, I was like, wow.
I remember there was like a big countdown on it for ages. Channel 5 used to have a film at 9 o'clock every night as well. But they had a countdown on for ages and then it became the... it started with, you know, the 5 logo with the colours in the background. And then as time went on, it changed. But it used to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in some houses, RT.
If you get Ariel.
If you paid that extra, to get that extra Ariel in.
Next one, the generation before us can be scammed with simple emails asking for money and offering love. The generation after us knows it's better to have 4 emails, one for serious stuff, one for social media, one for financial transactions, and one for experimenting with things you don't trust. Personally, I have 3.
I have 4.
Well,
I don't know, it's random. What are you using yours for? Is it for that?
One's for spam. One was my original one that I don't use as much, and one's my main email.
It's for BimboPod.
BimboPod.
And for anybody who wants to send questions in, it's anthony@bimbopod.com or jared@bimbopod.com. As I said, it, you know.
Yeah. We're the generation that knows tradition and question a picking from. Hold on. We're the generation that knows tradition and question it, picking from it. What makes sense to us? So we take
the best of
tradition. The generation before us knew no questions. The generation after us knows no tradition.
But it's true. Like when we went, when my dad talks about school, it's completely different. He went to Christian Brothers School. I went to a school that was initially run by brothers, and my experience and his experience are completely different. Do you know what I mean? And now. The teachers wouldn't dare. I tell you the truth, a teacher in my school lifted up a fellow in my class by the ears and threw him out of class. But do we not deserve it? At that point. See, if you'd done that now, you'd be sacked. And there'd be a claimant and there'd be, you'd be getting straight A's just for...
There'd be people trying to go around your house and stage peaceful process. Right, last one. We had a gap at... Oh, lost it.
Be a flag for that.
What?
So there'd be a flag for that?
We had a gap between the industrial age and the internet age. We understand both sides from experience. We should be running the world. The old guys don't understand what's going on anymore. The new guys don't fully understand where what's going on came from.
Well, no, the easiest thing to sum that up, Brexit.
Just while I had my phone in my hand, I was reading that. I thought I would read some of these customers' report responses.
Oh, brilliant.
Right, I can read some of them, but you're going to have to read other ones. Guy on Facebook changed his name to customer support, and people were writing the manufacturer, like companies.
So I'm guessing just changed the logo every now and then?
Changed the logo. Whatever company the person was responding to, he changed his profile photo to that. So I go here. Girl Louise has wrote to Marks and Spencer. Terrible service in the Queensgate Peterborough store. Two staff gossiping while serving me. It's not the service I expect from M&S. One of the girls was called Claire, but didn't say the other girl's name. Very rude. Customers report, don't be a grass, not cool, Louise. Excuse me, is that an attempted humour? Very unprofessional. I spend a lot of money with you. Why wouldn't I complain or grass when it's my money that pays your wages? Snitches get stitches.
It's true.
TGI Fridays. Somebody just wrote in. We'd like to say a big thank you to Susie, who served us at TGI Fridays Corner House in Nottingham last night. So we compliment. She couldn't have done enough for us and was excellent with the kids. She deserves a big pat on the back. Jack Daniel's sauce was also delicious as ever. Customers report. I'm afraid we had to let Susie go. We caught her shitting in the Jack Daniel's sauce again. If she shows up for her disciplinary, we'll be sure to pass it on. Thanks for the feedback. We hope to see you again soon. I don't understand as a company why you'd say that, even if it was true. Please tell me this is some sort of wind-up. Customers report. Unlike Susie, I shit you not.
Very good.
You pick one or two there.
Okay, we'll go with...
You think you have to read the Tesco ones?
Hmm?
I think you have to read the Tesco ones. I don't think I could do them.
Okay, so the first one for Tesco is the Frasers and Tesco. So the Frasers and Tesco in Loughborough were broke again. It keeps happening when it's hot. Why do you not distribute existing stock in the working fridges instead of hiding them away? I spent ages looking for fish fingers and in the working freezers, but no fish products were at all to be seen. I eventually found the shop worker, who then disappeared to find out where the fish fingers were, but didn't come back. I then found somebody else who disappeared for 10 minutes, then returned and said he'd found me a box of fish fingers in the back. It was very frustrating, drawn out experience. Customer support. The new Finding Nemo film sounds like shit.
Marks
and laughing faces.
Marks and Spencer's one, so it's a picture of the LGBT sandwich that they had. An LGBT sandwich. The dish of the April Fools. Will you be doing a straight sandwich or the special treatment for them as usual? Are you going to be selling the sandwich to celebrate being normal? The country is an absolute joke. We favour foreigners and homosexuals over our own. Wake up and look after. But yeah, that doesn't make sense. Customers report, don't have a hissy fit, Adolf. We have a sandwich for you normal folk too. Introducing the Bigot Buddy, served on a delicious white bap, none of that foreign brown muck. These perfectly rounded baps are such beauties, they wouldn't look out of place on page 3 of the Daily Sport. That'll keep the gaze away, topped with lashings of bacon, repelling any Muslims within an 8-mile radius. Best served while not wearing a white sheet over your head. Available now. Don't choke on it, will you? I'm disgusted that you think you can reply like that. Proves my point. Dry your eyes, Donald Trump. You're not the only one who's been disgusted. Before you can prove a point, you need to have one. And the closest you've got to having a point is being a prick. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Some of them are brilliant.
Do you do the JD Sport one?
I have a different one up here, so I've attempted to contact you via Messenger, but no one bothered to reply.
This guy's a prick!
Who at Tesco is responsible for this? I am still saddened and completely appalled that in 2019, women still have to be subjected to this rubbish. Sorry,
oh,
I'm
no.
Sick, guys. So.
I think of a different one, sorry.
I'm sick, so I'm speaking quickly.
No, it's okay.
It's a disgrace, and Tesco should be ashamed, and they're reinforcing this sort of pathetic and dated gender stereotype. So it's a card that says, "Mom, I worship the ground you hoover."
Mm-hmm.
So the reply was, "Hey, sweetheart, well spotted. Hoover is, of course, a brand name, and to be replaced with vacuum. I'll get on the art design team to fix this immediately. Don't worry, your pretty little head." Clearly, Tesco is just one big boys' club, sexist and pathetic customer support. Now, listen here, sugar tits. Now listen here, sugar tits. I resent that remark. All my favourite lap dancers are women. I may be a lot of things, but sex is not it.
Fantastic. And this one's the JD Sports. These are all available on the Bimo Facebook page as well, so if you go on there you can read them. So somebody who's bought a pair of Smick Air Max, and you know the inside up near your toes? of the rubber at the bottom, it looks like it's starting to like crumble off. So the person's wrote in, not happy the weight has started to come off when I rubbed the sole of my Max 90s. What are you going to do about this? Customer support. What were you trying to do? Summon a genie? No, I was cleaning them with the shit wipes you sold me. Fucking joke. I want my money back for the lot. Customer support. Pipe down a lot and you won't be getting any wishes granted. Taking that tone. Then official JD Sports replies to him and just ruins it all.
How did they get into that message?
Because it's wrote on the wall of JD Sports.
Oh, so he was replying to people on their walls. Right, okay, that makes, I thought it was a messenger.
No, no.
Okay, makes more sense. So the JD Sports actually replied, and then the customer support replied again. JD, the black button can be found under the menu titled More on my profile page. Let me know if you need any further assistance.
Shoe zone. I bought a pair of shoes from your Kirkgate Bradford store, only discover when I got home that I was missing a shoe. There was only one shoe in the box. How is this even possible? I called the store and they questioned what I didn't notice in the shop. The assistant got me the pair from the back and took them straight to the till, so why would I check? The store are refusing to do anything about this. They have acted as if I'm trying to scam them. I want a refund immediately. Right. Before we get into that, that's genuinely what happens. So that person is kind of in the right. So they say they want a refund. Customer support. Did your car turn into a pumpkin too? Aren't you the comedian? I can't believe the attitude of this company. And I would take this complaint to the top if I have to see who's laughing then. Calm down, Cinders. We have had a sighting of your shoe. Apparently, apparently Prince Charming is walking around Bradford City Centre with a can of special brew in one hand and your shoe in the other hand whilst calling out your name. If you hurry, you might catch him. Let's see how funny you think you are when I report you to head office. Customer support, they close at 6, so you better hop up to it.
See, I recently ordered a takeout latte at one of your stores. Only
where's this?
Costa Coffee. I recently ordered a takeout latte at one of your stores only to discover I had the wrong drink after leaving. When I returned, I was made to feel that this was my fault and picking up the wrong drink when it was handed to me. I suggest you take the names of customers and write along cups like Starbucks to avoid mix-ups. And they replied with, there you go, and moaning cunt on the cup.
Cracker.
Absolutely vile staff. I'll be taking this further and hope you lose your job for this.
But if someone gets your order wrong and a coffee gives you the wrong one, go back to the shop and say, sorry, you gave me the wrong one, can I have the right thing? Why write it on Facebook?
It was to say that she went back in and was made to feel like it was her fault, but it was probably an attitude problem.
More than likely.
I mean, realistically, the only advice I can give to anybody listening is just be nice to the guys. It's not generally the person in front of you's fault.
No.
But they will try and help you if you're nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way to do a resolution.
Yeah. Cadbury World. This one's really good. You might have to take over here. Oh my god, is all I can really say. Wow, how this place has changed. So very sad. Whatever happened to the factory? Seeing how the chocolate was made? Now just a day of queuing for not a lot really. Quite disappointed is all I can say. Customer's report. We've had to make some changes after it all went Pete Tong. We had one girl have an allergic reaction causing her to turn blue and swell up like a giant blueberry. Then some fat kid nearly drowned in our chocolate lake. A spoiled brat got attacked by some squirrels and fell into the incinerator, and one poor lad got hit by a laser beam, shrinking him to half his size. If that wasn't bad enough, we had some annoying kid and his granda banging on and on about some competition they'd won. The granda was claiming he'd been bedridden for 20 years, but apparently he jumped out of bed that day quicker than you can say benefit front. To top it off, some sick bastard was enticing kids to steal golf stoppers. So now we don't let kids see how the choking is made anymore.
More
trouble than it's worth. Good day, sir, Willie.
Oh, very good. Some of them are just
New Luke's one's
good
funny.
Humor, aren't they?
Hold on, there's another cracker one.
But they're all said for the joke, they're not. I mean, as long as people understand by the end of it that it's not demons.
Hold on, this I think is my favourite one.
Just the first one.
There was a terrible smell this so this is the Tesco. There's a terrible smell this morning at the entrance to the big Tesco store, Chesterfield, near the customer service desk, and it's still checking. Not very nice when you're shopping for food. Customer support. Rumour has it. Keep reading it.
Rumour has it. Linda, who works on the self-serve checkout, gambled on a fart and didn't fall on her favourite. You know what I mean? You had to let them, there's some tracksuit bottoms, they hadn't lost property in everything. Sorry.
The person said sorry.
Linda, thanks.
Sorry, Linda. Okay, thanks. That's my favourite one. There's a couple of other cracker ones, but
let's go and have a look. I'll pin
go
it
and
to
have
the top
a look
here if I can.
What is it?
I think you can pin it to the top of the page, so there we go. It's at the top of the
that one's my favourite one.
The top of the Bimbo Facebook page.
She gambled on a fart and didn't fall her way.
It's enjoyable, you want it?
Flatulence is still one of the funniest forms of comedy.
That's it. Fart jokes all day.
Fart jokes all day. Speaking of shit, iPhone 11 launch.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Do you know, I'm excited for this one.
You bought an iPhone. You know you want it.
I'm starting to sway towards wanting to go back to one. But then I keep reminding myself I can't stream stuff illegally.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Because I said I thought about this. Right? So I have my Spotify.
Yeah.
I've got my BT Sport.
Yeah.
I've, on my PlayStation, I've got Sky Go now, thanks to Claire in my shop. I don't stream that much on my phone anymore.
You can still go on Pornhub, don't worry.
Does it have incognito mode?
It's got private mode.
Yay! No, I'm very tempted. I'm actually really looking forward to this iPhone. I feel like they're going to do...
I don't know if there's going to be a big redesign this time. I think the phones are going to be quite similar to what's out now. But
it'll be a big redesign for Apple.
No, I think next year there'll be an overhaul of the actual phone look.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year they're keeping like the XS shells and stuff, and the XR shell will stay. It'll just be updated specs. So rumour has it reverse wireless charging. And what was the other thing? The camera.
And the chipset.
And
so
the
they won't have.
Chipset.
Maybe go to three cameras this time from the Duo.
Looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah, but. The camera on the XS and the Max, really, really good. A couple of photos I've seen.
See if you have to go into the settings.
And tweak.
And tinker with them a wee bit, yeah. But when you do it, it's crystal clear. Like I showed you the videos
the video,
I got last
week.
And when we moved the video, I wouldn't be half hours gone here, just use that phone.
Yeah.
It's good quality. Like, it's high fidelity is the problem though.
Yeah. But.
But iPhone is going to last you the time. That's why I can't move to something else.
The battery though, what's it been like on the XS? Has it improved? No,
it's not that. It's when you're being intensive and using apps properly, if you sit on Netflix your battery drains. So things where you're using the extra screen, which is where the power consumption is, that's what it really is, right? It's quick. If you're just using apps, it's fine.
See, yeah, quite an intensive user of the phone. So
see, you'd probably find that the battery doesn't last it.
Yeah.
I mean, I use my phone a lot, but I have charged it today. I charged it before I came here, but not up fully. It's at 40%. It was probably like 50 when I came here.
But I'm looking forward to it. Apparently they're going to have...
I'm not, because I'm going to miss this one. This is the one I miss.
Get it?
Huh?
You're going to get it? See what the prices are like?
If they do a trade-in deal, where you get like extra trade-in, I've got the 256 version of this phone, so
yeah, it's good. It's a lot of value. I was reading online that, as you know, and me and you know more than anybody, you don't go by what online says. But there's rumours that it's going to be...
As you've seen in the last section where the customer support just wasn't accurate.
Yeah, very true. They're going to do an 11, an 11 Pro, and an R. So they'll just be, instead of 10R, it'll be 11R. Instead of Max, it'll be Pro. Although I like the Max title.
Well, that's the way the iPad went though, wasn't it? The Pro.
Oh, was it? No.
So I can see... Now they've got it wrong before. I mean, I banged on, I think about 2 years ago, I said it was going to be Apple phone they were dropping the I.
Mm.
Because online, that's what it was saying. Apple, other Apple people, Apple fanboys, that's what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of jump on that bandwagon. It should have been Apple phone. I mean,
mm.
Made a wee stupid change. But
because they've Apple Music and all, Apple TV.
So Apple phone's maybe down the line, but yeah.
Do you remember what the I stands for? An iPhone, iPad.
Interactive, probably.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Interactive. Probably.
People always think it's intelligent. But it's not.
I just love the fact that it does what it's meant to do. I don't, like, my phone is nearly as fast as the day I got it. And I've had it a year.
Okay.
And you wouldn't think I've had it a year.
Mm, and you would do a lot on your phone as well.
I think the pages they have, it's all.
Mm. Many apps you actually use?
Well, I got BP Me this morning when I went to the garage. Don't have to go into the shop anymore because I'm fed up getting in and buying extra shit I don't need. So I have that. You literally put in the pump number that you're at, how much fuel you want to put in, and that stops you from going over. No, we have £50 1p.
Yeah.
No, £50 button. So it was good. The Yelp one that was actually reading reviews recently of my shop and other places. Gaming Hub, that's a fantasy football one. That was a game I downloaded when I was bored. Sorry, I'm just going through my apps now before. I have pages and pages of them. Gander, that's the new app. I only downloaded this because it has all your local spars and stuff, so whenever they have food or something that goes on offer, or a product
mm-hmm.
that goes on offer, or that's
about
to be
dead. You love a bargain, don't you?
Yes, here. I had UK Deals app. This one's going to be local, so...
Gander? Give us
so
a gander.
So, say for talk... I mean, I'm going to use a random... say Spuds.
Kit Kats,
right? Kit Kats are going out of date. We'll sell them for 10p. You get another... So if you're a Kit Kat fan or a Pepsi fan or... You get alerts to these type of things. It was on the news last week, so... Download it and see what the crack is. Out of all these apps, let me see, how many do I actually use daily? Maybe 1, 2, 3.
A good few?
I'd say there's a good 10 to 15 apps daily that I would open every day. How do you get in? It's on the front page.
Boom.
It's fantastic.
Well, you've sent me a few on that. So you have?
You missed out a few good offers, didn't you?
I did. I wasn't quick enough. Was not quick enough.
Do you remember the times when phones didn't have apps? That's our generation, when phones didn't have apps.
If you wanted the letter S, you press the number 7, 4,
four
times. Times.
Did you see that
four
thing
times.
That was going on Facebook last week? Or it was like the number, just numbers. People had to decode the message.
Right.
But they forgot to put the spaces in, so everybody was just spelling it out though, like
one big word.
Forgot the zero.
Well,
the HK and Samsung's.
Coming up on Saturday.
This Saturday.
Sword you need. Khabib, Dustin Poirier. Khabib's first fight since the melee. It was last year.
When's Connor's ban up?
His is up.
Wonder will they do.
Sure, he only got 6 months. Khabib got more because he even had 30 kids. Khabib got 9. And
is
six.
There any talk of Conor being there?
No.
Let's talk
so.
About Conor every week.
No, I don't think they would allow him to be there. He doesn't have enough self control. So, but I think as much as I want Dustin Poirier to win, I can't see it. Khabib's just too good.
Just gonna take him down to where it's a minimum.
Yep. Pretty much.
Did you see here? Did you see Cyborg saying for Bellator? See that me knuckle.
That's a good segue, because that's my next point. 27th of September this month, Dublin Bellator, Cardmere from just around the corner, is fighting, and James Gallagher in Dublin. So that'll be
what? So your support guys?
I'm hoping to touch for a bet and go to it. Really tempted. I want to.
Football bets or UFC bets or
football bet. I tempted to put it on my credit card, but
I don't
want to waste access money.
I don't do that because you get charged for using your credit card and stuff too.
Mm.
They charge you extra. It's cash withdrawal, you see.
What?
It's a cash withdrawal on betting sites.
No, to go and buy the tickets and the hotel and stuff.
Ah, right, okay.
No, no.
I thought you were using your credit card to gamblers.
No,
Jesus,
no.
Get the
not
that's
good. So on that, yeah.
I think there's kids contenders in the Denny's coming up as well.
Yeah,
I've
seen that.
And then you've got Stephen Donnelly going on that Ultimate Boxer or something. Or
you know how I feel about boxing.
I mean,
you want people that know shit about boxing?
Well, are you interested in AJ Ruiz too?
Nope.
No? No interest at all?
Nope.
I want to see Ruiz beat him. That's
nope, don't care.
And I want to see his dorm.
Don't care. Give it to Moise.
Here, just by we're on the topic of sports, United, worst start in 27 years in the Premier League.
What a match. Ole's at the wheel.
But yet, the way that people treated Moise or Van Gaal or. But yet, Solskjaer, it's A-OK because he's putting on kids.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
See, Paddy Power did an effort for all the players who.
Oh, the Sanchez was leading the campaign,
yeah.
I seen that.
Mkhitaryan and stuff. All the players who have seen United, this and saying it's not worth going to anymore.
What about, they call him Emre Can, the guy who played for Liverpool a few years ago?
Yeah.
He's saying for Juventus on a free.
Yeah.
So he did what he's saying with Liverpool, left on a free, went to Juventus for European football, got left out of the Champions League squad.
Got it.
Sorry, went over there. He's down the peck order now, so.
What TV show do you been watching?
Me? I've been watching Power.
I've heard. I need to watch this. Everybody says it's absolutely phenomenal.
I really wish I had it, because we could have gone into the debate that changed the theme song. So it's the sixth season, and they've changed what the theme song is at the start. Huge debate. Loads of funny stuff on there. You would love that.
Let me hear them.
So I just took a brief pause there so I can let Anthony hear the original first five series part of the theme song featuring Joe, and then let him hear the new
Fat Joe?
No, Joe, he's just
the artist formerly known as Fat Joe, now Skinny Joe. Wait, what's your Joe?
Not the same Joe.
Similar
but different. Same but different.
Okay.
But and then we'll let him hear the new remix version featuring Trey Songz. And immediately Anthony went,
the fuck is that? That's
exactly.
Shit. That's so brutal. That's absolutely brutal. Although, I don't know who these fucking sad weirdos are that don't hit the skip button.
Oh, on
skip intro? Fuck me. See if you're that sad.
It's not on Netflix or anything, though. Well, no, it might be. I don't know, it's from the States, like, before it hits Netflix.
I know, but even at that, like, if you Sky Plus it or whatever, is it on TV?
It's an iconic intro.
Alex.
It is, man. See, you have to watch it, they ever see it.
It's
my ringtone.
Maybe it's a bit like the Sopranos intro. I always enjoyed it.
It's been my ringtone probably for at least three, 4 years. Now I have to change it. So,
that was my
can only hope.
Yeah. Now, if your life's that sad that you're fucking debating over an intro that the majority of people skip, then you need to catch a grip yourself.
You would actually love
the series.
The stuff on there, it's just funny.
Yeah.
Humour, and people started taking the piss, then there became the Big Rich Town Challenge hashtag and stuff, so. That was good. I've been watching Power, last season, The Ballers. Can't think of anything else. It was Straight Up Steve Austin.
That looks very good.
I prefer Broken Skull Challenge.
Yeah, but it's a completely different show.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if I'd rather see Broken Skull Challenge back on TV than this, because I have his podcast.
Yeah.
But this is sort of like, if you were listening to this podcast, the way it would be interviewing somebody with some shenanigans through and just like driving in the water and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and some stunners.
A few stunners, always have a few stunners, a few Steve Weisers. Yeah.
Broken Skull IPA all over the place. Oh, every episode there's actually been Broken Skull IPA. He took the one I was showing earlier, he took him to the Secondo
Brewing Company.
He took him there to taste beer. I'll actually, if you've got a USB stick, I'll throw them on there for you.
Not right now.
Sweet.
But
we'll
get them once to it, because I'm in the middle of what, well, obviously Peaky Blinders is back. Oh my god. Mr. Shelby. But
I don't watch Peaky Blinders.
See, in the first so what they done was this season, they used to do it every Sunday, but they done Sunday, Monday, the first week, so you got two episodes in 2 days. And if you haven't watched the first two episodes, skip forward a wee bit. But I thought that they were going to kill off a son. There was two scenes, one with landmines and then one with their outside fighting and there's guns. And you see the wee lad standing in the doorway, and I thought, don't kill the child, don't kill the child. But you know who's in it? You love him.
Who's that?
The Billy Boys.
Fuck you.
The Billy Boys are in it. And there's going to be a lot of Northern Ireland and Scotland in this one. Because the IRA and the UVF have already been mentioned in the first episode. And you've got the Billy Boys, so.
Sons of Anarchy was the only one that was allowed to do it, so.
Aye, but they had. They portrayed Northern Ireland like it was still in the '70s, like the wee shop and all.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is a bit backwards, this place, like.
No,
just a wee bit.
Do you like to have gay people on TV and all that, and gay people can get married? And
you sure?
Oh, wait,
you can't.
Maybe we are some ladies, seventies. Also, Ray Donovan. When I grow up, I want to be Ray Donovan. Do you watch it?
No.
I want to be Ray
There's
Donovan.
There's so many TV shows I've been missing because I'm focusing on ones. Like I'm actually re-watching How I Met Your Mother because I'm going to New York just
really
to see where I want to go.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be re-watching it though. I should be watching new stuff.
Ray Donovan.
What do you recommend me to watch here? Ray Donovan?
Ray Donovan.
I don't think
Bad
the Peaky Blinders.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. Bad Blood and Ray Donovan.
Okay. By the next time, in 2 weeks' time, I'll have watched. How long is an episode of each of those?
Bad Blood's about 40 minutes. Now, first series only 6 episodes. Second series is 8 episodes. So you could probably knock out a series in one of them. But Ray Donovan's close to an hour.
Okay.
And there's.
I'll definitely knock out a full series.
I'll
talk a wee bit more about it. I'll be a wee
but
bit more
Ray
first.
Donovan. It's a class. Although, see his daughter. She's a fucking dick.
And Frank might be coming back.
Frank Mitchell on UTV? Do you know about
it? If only.
What?
The Punisher. I tagged you, I couldn't wait to tag you. I hope you told Sinead though.
What?
I hope you told Sinead. She
did.
Didn't you?
I know.
You raised him. The Punisher was a great show.
And Arnold's coming back. Bodyguard, apparently.
I didn't watch it. It was on
fucking shit. Every cunt loved it. I hated it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I couldn't get into that other one, Killing Eve.
Killing Eve. I like the first one.
I watched the first season or episode.
Season?
See, I watched the first 3 episodes and I was like, no, it's not for me.
No, I'd seen something on Big Book that they've got season 3 and I was like, what happened to season 2?
Didn't know it was out.
And they're going to make a movie of Breaking Bad.
It's coming in October on Netflix. But it's not what you've seen. It's what happened after.
So it's going to give you closure?
It's Jesse's journey after. It's nothing to do with
Walter White.
Because
we know
did
he
you ever,
a lot
did you ever watch it? Did you? You didn't like it. Did you ever watch it?
What?
Pretty
painfully trudged through it.
So,
and I mean a proper binge watch this, like you said, you would extra.
I don't care if there's spoilers this, because you should have watched it by now. So at the end of Breaking Bad, Jesse gets put into the hospital, and that's where you see Jesse being finished. Then Walter goes and lives in the woods and stuff.
No, Walter doesn't go and live in the woods. Walter goes to the big shipyard and goes in a fucking shoot up, and then he's laying there and he's shot and his wee leg's laying, and then all the cops come.
No, that's the very end. When was it he was living up in the fucking... No, he went and lived up in the...
No, Breaking Bad season 5 ends with Walter White laying like a warehouse after a shootout, and the cops will come.
Yes, they had Jesse tied up downstairs.
Is that what it was?
But they were beating them and stuff, making them cook meth.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure Walter didn't go to hen?
Yeah, because there was a whole online thing, right? So, Walter White obviously plays the daddy in Malcolm in the Middle.
I know, I've seen the crossover where he's drinking off for a dream and stuff, yeah. No, but anyway. Jesse finishes where he's in the hospital battered and bruised, and he goes off into the sunset in the car.
Right.
He goes off into the sunset in the car. So this is to follow that journey.
Mm.
It doesn't like start way back or
make cover off a bit. Back into it.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I think that's where it kicks off. And apparently they filmed it without anybody knowing. Apparently it was completed before anybody
got
to
it.
Happen.
That's good.
Because they thought he was shooting an indie movie in Mexico.
Class. Very, very good.
Anything else in your read list there?
No.
So, October, you have to watch the Breaking Bad movie. January, Bad Boys 3. November, December, Home Alone every week. Or the Santa Claus or Miracle or...
The Grinch.
Yeah, the fucking Grinch.
Oh, you're a mean one. Still Grinch.
Started with Jim Carrey, ended with Jim Carrey.
Until the cookie crumbles.
Try and get it. There you go.